she and Jerry transcended into blossoming friendship. On August 21, 1980, she and Richard's marriage was officially over. Esther and Jerry were very private about their personal and romantic dealings. The couple preferred the focus of their enterprise to revolve around their message. Still, the little we know is reminiscent of a match made in the heavens. Married in Las Vegas, Nevada on September 3, 1980, the Jerry and Esther power couple was still in its infant stages. Esther emphatically refers to husband Jerry as the world's most intense question asker. His constant desire to learn and improve soon rubbed off on her. She began to practice daily meditation, reaping rewards of understanding she never knew existed. Jerry served as her liaison to the infinite intelligence that reshaped her complete existence. After about 9 months of engaging in deep meditations, Jerry's desire for answers and Esther's willingness to receive formed the perfect gateway for Abraham to make its introduction to our realm. This revealing took place shortly after Esther read books on the work of Jane Roberts, another channeler. These messages opened Esther's mind to the potentials and possibilities that may be accessed by anyone who reaches a similar level of consciousness. Abraham's influence treated Esther's consciousness to a sense of clarity and practicality that she felt compelled to share with the world. They continued to cultivate the relationship, gaining a better understanding of Abraham's message. They did not begin sharing their Abraham teachings until 1986. First, they wrote their discoveries down together. Then they shared their work with trusted partners in an intimate setting. Before long, their audience continued to multiply until the couple reached multiple New York Times best-selling author status. Although they were based in San Antonio, Texas, their teachings were under such a massive demand, they traveled the country hosting informative workshops. People waited in intense anticipation for the next opportunity to hear Jerry and Esther's explanation of the life-changing principles associated with Abraham. The Teachings of Abraham Hicks. Many believers have dubbed Esther Hicks as the inventor or founder of the law of attraction. This is not entirely accurate, considering the concept has been documented in many teachings dating back to the late 1800s. However, she and her husband Jerry successfully coined a refined approach to the general idea of universal principles. Her work centers on the concept that every being on this planet is a product of an infinite connection. We are energetically bound to one another and all have a constant connection to the source of life, power, and all existence. To some, this infinite source may be referred to as God. But to Esther, the relationship significantly varies from traditional religious perspectives. Most religious doctrines believe that God is an external being of a higher power. Generally, they teach us that access to the benefits of this omnipotent presence is reserved to God's discretion. Many teach that God's benevolence is dependent upon adherence to a predetermined set of religious doctrine, and if disobedient, we are cut off from this love. The law of attraction tends to suggest a different approach. Rather than viewing the God source as an external presence, this principle teaches that each living thing is an individual manifestation of the same infinite energy. Rather than seeing God as the center of creation, the law of attraction teaches that we are all equal components in the God source, choosing to learn and experience existence in a physical form. Esther and Jerry reawakened the world to a forgotten principle in the middle of the 1980s. She and Jerry worked together to enhance their spiritual connection. The kindred spirits tend to shy away from the technical term channeler. Instead, Esther prefers to be referred to as a spiritual receiver. She believes she and Jerry served as a medium for a collection of higher beings to deliver their message to our realm.